Welcome to Estate Agency Anti-Money Laundering Workshop News. I tell you what, we have got people here. We've got Reese from Creedas and we've got Paul Offley, the King of Compliance. Gentlemen, welcome. Okay, how do we make compliance interesting? In fact, money laundering is interesting. What's it all about? Paul, talk to me. You're Mr. Compliance.
Money laundering is interesting if you really get to the bottom of what is actually required. And there are so many scare stories about there about what you've got to do. You're going to be taken out of prison, you've got massive fines. Get to grips with it, and it really is very interesting and relatively simple.
Okay, why is it interesting? Because let's be honest, estate agents, all they want to do is earn money, isn't it?
Yeah, but they want to do it in a compliant way.
Okay, so what if they don't get it right, what are they going to prison? Are they going to be fined?
I think if they don't get it right, you've got to look at the money laundering officer and their role and their responsibility within that business. And if that money laundering officer, who's been dedicated and nominated into that position, can't demonstrate that they've trained their staff and they've briefed their staff on the procedures, then yeah, they could have okay. Some...
Because isn't money laundering just a case of taking a photograph of a driving licence and off you go, Reese?
If only it was that simple.
What do you say?
I totally agree.
So what's the way forward then to make this more interesting, relevant, so we don't get fined and they can earn more money?
So from a Creedas perspective, we provide services and liaise with people like Paul, who are the experts. Legislation scares people. Estate agents are really good salespeople, but they are bound by laws set up by HMRC, and they need to demonstrate good governance, good framework. They need to train their staff, they need to have policies and procedures. That's not just a piece of paper on the wall. You have to demonstrate good governance.
What does that look like?
And I think for me, if I go in and I talk to an agent in office, I would actually be able to say to them, tell me about financial sanctions, and I'd expect them to be able to give me some kind of brief overview of what financial sanctions were.
And do you think most know that?
No.
And what are the implications of not knowing this? A slap on the wrist?
If I'm a HMRC officer and I come in to do a formal review in your business, and I'm talking to a member of your staff and they don't have any idea what I'm talking about, I will be talking to your money laundering officer to say, right, what training have you
What's
done?
What's a money laundering officer?
Money laundering officer is somebody that firm has nominated.
Do you think, have firms got money laundering officers?
Some have, yes. Yeah. Some people don't know they've got it, but some firms should have it legally.
Okay, so what are the implications if you haven't got a money laundering officer and your staff don't know anything about it, but they're just taking photographs of driving licences and passports? Surely they're covered, aren't they?
No.
Definitely not. No, not at all. If that situation played out in an office, then HMRC would probably have a very good field day.
Okay, so what we need is an easy system that enables them to do the money laundering, and we need a system to enable them to ensure that they know what the hell they're doing with that system.
Yeah.
Would that be a fair comment?
In a nutshell, yes. The technology is not the be-all and end-all. It should sit inside a framework as set out by suitably qualified people. The issue with money laundering officers in the state agency is they were salesmen a week ago,
yes,
and now they're money laundering officers and need to become compliance experts, which is a challenge in its own right.
And what you'll find a lot of the time is when I go to work with firms, you'll talk about a money laundering officer and how they got appointed, yes, and it'll just be a case of somebody will say, we need a money laundering officer, you can do it. And they don't understand the importance of that role and the role and responsibilities that
they've got. There's a perfect or disaster storm happening. HMRC are talking about naming and shaming agents, those that have been fined. We conducted research.
I mean, what sort of fines are we talking here?
You know,
average fine. £10, you know.
So the market research we conducted, 1 in 5 of those respondents have been fined.
How much are we talking here?
The average fine was £12,000.
£12,000?
Which doesn't sound a huge amount of money. I wouldn't mind it in my back pocket. But
no.
Just think how many properties you could list for £12,000 when you think of the cost and time it takes to do it properly. So it actually takes longer to do it the way estate agents do it at the moment than using proper frameworks and technology.
So what can Creedas do to help agents make this smoother and quicker? Because I'm sure there's an app for everything, isn't there?
When it boils down to it, it's about the due diligence that you conduct on the buyers and sellers. So estate agencies have a tough time, but again, they have to perform those due diligence checks on buyers and sellers. Two buyers, two sellers. So part of that due diligence is proving the identity of that person, date of birth, address. So our technology and solution can do that in very small steps.
Okay, but you said that it's not just getting the info correct, it's actually then making sure you understand it as well.
You've got to understand what you're doing. So you've got to understand what money laundering is about. You've got to understand what a politically exposed person is and what you need to do if you identify one. You've got to understand a risk assessment of your buyer and seller. It's not just one size fits all. You've got to understand your individual customer, and you've got to know what to do when something goes wrong. So totally agree that it's really good to have a simple process to confirm the identity, but that doesn't take away from the fact of, as a money laundering officer, you have got to make sure your team understand money laundering regulations.
So you,
and can I just mention, the fines are absolutely important, but also it's the reputational damage that goes with it.
And that perfect storm is happening because HMRC are only now saying they remain ashamed. Most agents believe it will not happen to them. It's not if, it's when.
Because I've heard that there's fines in the hundreds of thousands of pounds.
There have been.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of listings, isn't it?
A lot of money. It's a lot of members of staff as well. It's.
But just think what you can do in a business with those funds. It doesn't take a lot of time.
I think it could break a lot of agents, couldn't it?
Well, it's a very tough year for agents this year.
Okay.
And the most frustrating thing for me is that there is a very, very simple solution.
Yes.
It's not something that's going to cause more of a problem. It's actually just the firm's understanding this isn't a massive issue if we really approach it in the right way.
Indeed.
Train the staff and put the right processes in.
It's not actually, and I totally agree with Paul, and that's why guild members benefit. With the compliance skill set of the guild and the technology and solution of Credus, you get the framework and the solution together.
Yeah, great.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. There you go.
Thank you.
Whoa, there you go. Thanks very much. So that's AML made interesting, honest.